Okay, welcome back everyone to our experience Shabbat Shir at long last after a pretty long hiatus, it feels like. So I think the last time we were together we spoke about Shabbos Zmiros. Does anyone remember? I think that's what our topic was last time. And what we sort of began to see was that there is some clear beauty in actually singing on Shabbos and using that as our mode of communication to Hashem and our mode of communication that we ourselves need in order to uplift this holiest day of the week. What I wanted to speak a little bit about tonight is how speech itself is meant to be sanctified on Shabbos, and I called it the sanctity of speech on Shabbat. And the goal really is to understand that not only, as we've spoken about in the past, do our meals have to be better? Does our food have to be better? Does the house have to be its cleanest as humanly possible for Shabbos? But even the way we speak has to be fundamentally different for two reasons, I think. Sort of as a reaction, and also, I don't know, what's the opposite of a reaction? Proaction? Whatever the opposite of a reaction is, we do it so that we are allowing ourselves to recognize the holiness of the day, but we also are doing it to sort of help ourselves get into that mindset. So in other words, one technically can speak in a non-dignified manner on Shabbos, and one cannot follow these restrictions, but doing that will sort of make the day even feel less of what it actually is, right? This has been my whole shtick since the beginning of the pandemic, that when the lockdown took place, even though we didn't go to shul, Shabbos was still Shabbos, and that the way we interact with the seventh day of the week has to remain a higher level. So I want to begin by reading just a quick paragraph from Rabbi Ribiat's 39 Malachos book. For those of you who are familiar, and those of you who are not familiar, it's probably one of the most fantastic English resources that we have on Hilchos Shabbos in general. And so he writes as follows. This is just going to be like our introduction to the topic. He says, "One's manner of speech and conversation must also conform with the restful character of Shabbos and reflect its quiet serenity. This primarily includes restrictions upon verbally expressing one's intentions to perform a malacha after Shabbos, even if the discussion does not help achieve one's plans in any way." So he gives some examples. He says one may not state his intention to repair an appliance, to write a letter, to drive a car, or similar malacha activities after Shabbos. Some specific examples is that someone should not say, "I plan on writing a letter to my friend after Shabbos," or "I'll fix the refrigerator door next week." And he goes on and he gives a whole list over here. If anyone has the actual book, it's page 103 and 102 in the first volume of this four-volume set. And essentially what this does for us and what this expresses for us is that Shabbos is meant to be a time where there's an old phrase that people use, say, Nis Shabbos Gerech, that, you know, even though technically I'm not supposed to be saying it, I'm about to say it, but because I say those four Yiddish words that I don't actually understand, that's sort of how it makes it permissible for me to say the following. But the point is that on Shabbos, our speech is supposed to be loftier. Where does this come from? What are all of the different ramifications of this halacha? Is it a halacha or is it just a nice thing to do? So let's begin by taking a look at the pasuk in Yeshaya that many of Hilchos Shabbos is based on and is used as the catalyst for this entire conversation. So the pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Nun Ches, chapter 58, pasuk Yud Gimel, pasuk 13, says, "Im tashiv mi Shabbos raglecha, asos chavtzecha biyom kadshi," that if you hold back, you refrain yourself from doing bad things on Shabbos, from going after the negative things in the world or the more physical things in the world, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, and you call Shabbos itself the spirituality of the day, you call it a delightful day, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad v'chibarato me'asos terechacha memtzo cheftzcha b'daber daver, and you treat it like the day that it properly should be treated as, that it's the Hashem's holiest day, that it's an honored day, and if you honor it and don't go in your ways and don't go after your affairs and you don't daber davar, you don't, it's unclear exactly what these words actually mean, but literally they mean v'daber davar, that you're not going to be speaking in an inappropriate way. And so therefore it's learned from this pasuk that one should have proper speech on Shabbos. What does it actually mean to have proper speech? So we'll look at the Gemara in Shabbos and the Talmud Bavli for us in a moment, but just before we even jump to that, there's also a Gemara in the Yerushalmi that says that in general we have to be careful with our speech on Shabbos because for no other reason other than the fact that we want to emulate Hashem. How is this an emulation of Hashem? Well, we know that Hashem created the world with 10 mamaros, as we learn in the Mishnah in Perek Yavos, that the world was created with 10 sayings by God. And what happens on the 10th day? God rests. What does it mean he rests? It means he stops speaking. So if we want to be like God, that means we have to sort of limit our speaking, limit our speech, and try to attempt to be like Hashem in that way on Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos in the Talmud Bavli and Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes this lahalacha. It says, "Shelo yehei diburcha shel Shabbos kediburcha shel chol." That namely, the whole essence of this halacha is that you should not talk on Shabbos so in the same way that you talk during the week. That diber aser hear her mutter. So, excuse me, to speak in the same way would be inappropriate. To think, however, like you do during the week, that is okay. Why? Because although there are times where we do try to control one's thoughts, at the end of the day, if I'm thinking about that term paper that I have to grade after Shabbos, okay, you know, it's not really going to take away from your Shabbos. What is going to take away from your Shabbos? If you make your entire Shabbos meal about the conversation that you have with your family about how many papers you have to grade after Shabbos, or about all of the painting that you're going to do in your house, these things will take away from your Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Bishlama kulhu lechaye, ela shelo yehi hilchuch shel Shabbos ki hilchuch shel chol. Right, this whole idea seems to be, according to this first statement in the Gemara, that everything is meant to be about not feeling like it's just a regular weekday, right? So if people have a nice weeknight dinner together as a family every day of the week, I know that a lot of people certainly over the pandemic did this. They tried to make a more concerted effort to sit down together for a meal. So if you are sitting down on Friday night like every other night, so what actually makes it different? The conversation. The conversation is meant to be loftier. It's meant to be more spiritual. It's meant to be not connected to the physicality of the world. And this conversation then continued throughout the generations and the centuries. And there is a famous tshuva written by the Trumas Hadeshin, one of the earliest Ashkenazic poskim that we have in the Rishonim. And he says as follows in She'ila Samach Aleph 61. He says, "Mashen Nohagim Rov Bnei Adam." He says, you have these really from-looking people, these from-acting people, they're from individuals. But he says, they're careful in every way, but they're after shul, so just keep in mind that these are from people that are not talking in shul, God forbid. After shul, they are talking, they're gathering together, lesaper shmuos miinyanei malachim, and they start speaking about the different, the hot gossip. They talk about the kings, the sarim, and the princes, the erech hamilchamos, talking about all the wars that are going on. Oh man, how are we ever going to pull out of this war? Yish chashash iser bedavar olav, and the Trumas Hadeshin wanted to know, is there a prohibition over here to have these conversations, or would this be something that is considered permissible? Just a quick piece of information about the Trumas Hadeshin, a fascinating historical fact, is that the Trumas Hadeshin, many great Rabbanim throughout time, received questions and responded to those questions. The Trumas Hadeshin did not receive questions. He was a great Rav, but he wrote his own questions and he answered his own questions. So he asks a question that he thought would be most relevant and he answered it. And so he answers, I'll read for you the English translation over here just to go a little, to have it be a little bit smoother. He writes as follows, "It seems to be the case that we have to be precise in this matter. The Tosfos and also the Hagos Ashri wrote in their commentaries in Masechah Shabbos, that it is forbidden to multiply vain conversations on Shabbos, which is called Sicha Betela. So you shouldn't have like vain conversations, as it's proven by the story of Rashbi's mother, as it appears in the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, in which it says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had an old mother who was very talkative. He said to her, 'Mom, it's Shabbos now.'" I don't know why this sounds so much funnier when you read it in English than in actual Hebrew, but okay. So he says to her, "Mom, it's Shabbos now." And so she therefore became silent. This teaches us that you should not engage so much in talking on Shabbos as on Chol, as during the week. And in the Talmud Yerushalmi, we say that they hardly allowed people to greet others on Shabbos. So if you want to get an understanding of how serious this used to be in some communities way back when, it's that not only did you have to make your speech more sanctified, you literally had to not speak very much on Shabbos, so much so that if someone said hi to you, you would give them like a nod, say, okay, yeah, you know, acknowledge them, so not to embarrass them or be disrespectful towards them, but you would not try to limit your speech as much as possible. With this, it is clearly forbidden to engage in too much talking on Shabbos as if it was chol. Even more so, it's forbidden on Shabbos to speak more than on weekdays. However, if these same people enjoy themselves through talking and telling stories from the kings and the princes and their wars and so on, like the way a lot of people like to do, it seems that it is certainly allowed. The true Masoreshin makes an amazing point over here. Essentially, what he's saying is that technically, you could understand very well why it should be prohibited to have conversations about the latest current events, because that has nothing to do with Shabbos. That would seemingly be taking away from Shabbos. But he gives the oldest excuse, and not an excuse, it's a real halachic justification that he makes, but right, the classic high school teenager line, how come I can't watch TV on Shabbos if I'm supposed to be resting, and I find watching TV restful on Shabbos, so it should be permissible. So obviously that's not permissible. But what he says is that people are enjoying themselves when they're having these conversations. It's relaxing to have the current event, the conversations, to talk politics on Shabbos, and therefore he says it should be permissible because I'm supposed to enjoy myself, and therefore this is a type of enjoyment. Again, one should not overindulge, but to do it a little bit, to have a conversation or over the table, over your meal, that seems like it should be okay. That's an unbelievable chiddush from where he is coming from. So, is it written in the Sefer Mitzvos Katan that young people who enjoy running and jumping, they are permitted to do so, as well as anything they might enjoy watching? Obviously not watching TV, but you want to do some bird watching, you want to do things like that. So that's not our conversation for right now. But essentially what he's saying is that if you get enjoyment over doing something on Shabbos that would not necessarily fit into your schema of what is permissible on Shabbos, as long as there is very little to justify why it should be prohibited, then in moderation it is permissible. So you like bird watching, you could enjoy your bird watching. You, again, not with fancy equipment, but with your eyes, you look out the window, you like people watching, whatever it is. Or if you like having conversations about current events, again, that's not conversations of Lashon Hara or talking, trash about the rabbi's sermon. That's never allowed, or not because I said it, but because that's, these are actual prohibitions in the Torah. That's not allowed even on a Monday or a Tuesday. To have conversations that are, just regular things going on in the world, that would be permissible according to this Trumas Hadeshin. And then we turn to the Shulchan Aruch to understand where this fits into the halacha. How exactly do we follow this, and what do we paskin like specifically? So the Mechaber writes, "V'daber davar shelo yehi dibur chashal Shabbos kadibur chashal chol," quoting the Gemara explicitly, that our weekday, that our Shabbos speech should not be like the weekday speech. Hilkach aser lomar davar ploni es. Therefore, he gives actual examples. One should not say that I am going to go to the market tomorrow and buy some apples. Nor should one say I'm going to go to fix my computer tomorrow. So what he does over here is that he makes two categories. There are the blatant prohibitions, which is, I can't say that I'm going to do something tomorrow, which is prohibited on Shabbos. So I can't go get my computer fixed, or I can't fix my computer on Shabbos. I can't say I'm going to get my computer fixed on Shabbos. That's prohibited, because that's prohibited to do, and therefore prohibited to say to do. And then there's what we call sicha betela. It's not actually forbidden actions, but we still don't like to talk unnecessarily on Shabbos, so to have these idle conversations, he doesn't like that. That seems to go against the true Masa Deshin, that to talk about the kings and the wars should not be permissible. But the Ramah says that if you have people, Shesipur Shmuos V'Zibri Chidushim Hu Oneg Lahem, Mutter L'Saprim B'Shabbos K'mo B'Chol, Avon Nisha Inu Mit'aneg Asur Lo Omrim K'dei Shiyas Aneg B'Hem Chaviru. So the Ramah is lenient over here. He says, I don't know people who are very machbed about this in the Sephardi world, I'm not sure if they say that you can't talk about the current events because the Shulchan Aruch is against it seemingly, but the Ramah is lenient. He says that one can have these conversations as long as you are enjoying them. He is careful to say that if you are someone that does not enjoy them, you should not have these conversations with someone else for their benefit. That would not be allowed. You are only allowed to have these conversations if you enjoy it. If someone else is really enjoying it and you just sort of want to be popular and sort of fit in, so you jump into the conversation, that would not be permissible to do. And the Mishnah Berurah extends on these halachos, and he notes a few extra things. First of all, he says, "Asur l'safir b'Shabbos eiza davar shemitzta'ir bo." You can't talk about things that make you sad on Shabbos. And when there are a lot of things that could fit into this category, it's a pretty subjective category. Some people, I don't know, I guess, really don't like cats. And so if you're talking, some of you really do like cats, but some people really don't like cats. And if you're talking about cats, would cause you a tremendous pain in agmas nefesh, so you shouldn't be talking about those things on Shabbos. And in particular, you shouldn't be talking about terrible things going on in the world or things going on in Israel, those types of things that could be very difficult and really painful for a person. You should not really be having those conversations on Shabbos. And also, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though we say it is permissible to have these basic conversations that cause us, you know, it's fun talking about the current talk and the current events, mikomakom yizahir milaham shechar beibaze da'af bedavar shehu oneg gamor kamo achil v'shtiyah v'shina mivuar b'simen reish sadi, that the ein lahamshich harbeid, that when it comes to things that are permissible on Shabbos, like things for enjoyment, eating, sleeping, drinking, whatever, those things, even though they're allowed because of oneg, because we want to enjoy Shabbos, even those have limitations. If one was eating all of Shabbos from the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos until Havdalah, you're doing something wrong. That's not what Shabbos is supposed to be. And so too, if 90% of your Shabbos is just about having conversations about the current events in the world, then you're doing something wrong. That is not what Shabbos is meant to be. And then finally, he says ultimately, if you want to understand what this is really about, he writes, "Lav mishnas chasidim hi v'hanishmar miladaber dibrei chol kodesh yomar lo v'anshei maase nizharim biyoter mizeh shelo ladaber b'shabbos afilu devarim hechreichim." So, in other words, what he says over here is that even though there are categories that which we say are kind of like gray areas, talking about current events, talking about the hawk, talking about other things that are not blatantly prohibited, and therefore we kind of say they're allowed if you enjoy them, if you want to be stringent on yourself, it would be appropriate to do so, to limit your conversations. You'll say, what in the world am I supposed to talk about then? Well, there are lots of things to talk about. You could talk about Divrei Torah. You could talk about reflecting on the pandemic and trying to see how we're going to enhance our spirituality moving forward. There are plenty of things, if you actually thought about it, that you could talk about that would be very meaningful on Shabbos, that unfortunately we don't always do so, because we naturally default into this state of just talking about whatever we like to talk about on any weeknight meal. And so therefore, what we come down to is that the black and white halacha is that if you enjoy talking about it, and it's not prohibited on any other day of the week to talk about it, it's probably okay to talk about on Shabbos, assuming you're not speaking about an actual prohibited act on Shabbos. Again, so if you even if you enjoy talking about going shopping at IKEA, you shouldn't talk about going shopping at IKEA the next day, because that would be prohibited, because that is prohibited on Shabbos. But what we do see ultimately is that the idea is that our speech is meant to be sanctified, our speech is meant to be lofty, we're meant to take pause before we speak, that this is a day of absolute holiness, that this is a day of absolute sanctity. What am I going to say? What are the words that are going to come out of my mouth next? Well, they better reflect the fact that Hashem sanctified this day and gave it to us as a gift to experience this lofty sense of spirituality. So therefore, Hashem should give us a bracha that we should be able to go into Shabbos and be careful with our speech. This doesn't mean if most of us nowadays, how does this relate to us? Most of us nowadays don't follow this halacha as well as we should. It's just not as common. But what it means is that if we normally have 3 hours, 4 hours, five, whatever it is, of conversations on Shabbos that are probably not the most Shabbos appropriate conversations, it means to lessen that little by little. Don't just say, I need to drop all this cold turkey. It means that we need to try little by little to make every minute of Shabbos a little bit more meaningful, which has again been the whole share series over here of trying to make different aspects of Shabbos more meaningful. So if we have lots of nice conversations on Shabbos that we now see are not appropriate, take 20 minutes of that and start making them a little bit holier. And then slowly but surely you could build up to making every moment of speech on Shabbos, God willing, more sanctified. I wish everyone a beautiful evening and a beautiful Shabbos.